Hello and welcome to an episode on biography on Leonardo da Vinci. So Leonardo da Vinci was an artist, scientist, inventor during the Italian Renaissance. He is considered by many to be the most talented and intelligent people of all time. The term Renaissance man, which is someone who does many things very well, was coined from Leonardo's many talents and is today used to describe people who resemble da Vinci. Leonardo da Vinci was born in the town of Vinci, Italy, on April 15, 1452. Not much is known about his childhood other than his father was wealthy and had a number of wives. At the age of 14, he became an apprentice or student to the famous artist named Verrocchio. This is where he learned about art, drawing, painting, and more. Leonardo da Vinci is regarded as one of the greatest artists in history. Leonardo excelled in many areas, including drawing, painting, and sculpture. Although we don't have a lot of his paintings today, he is probably most famous for his paintings and also gained great fame during his own time due to his paintings. Two of his most famous paintings, and perhaps two of the most famous in the world, include the Mona Lisa and the Last Supper. Leonardo's drawings are also quite extraordinary. He would keep journals full of drawings and sketches, often of different subjects that he was studying. Some of his drawings were previews to later paintings. Some were studies of the human body, like anatomy. Some were closer to scientific sketches. One famous drawing is called the Vitruvian Man drawing. It is a picture of a man who has perfect proportions based off the notes from the Roman architect Vitruvius. Other famous drawings include a design for a flying machine and even a self-portrait. Many of da Vinci's drawings and journals were made in his pursuit of scientific knowledge and invention. His journals were filled with over 13,000 pages of his observations of the world. He drew pictures and designs of a hang glider, helicopter, war machines, musical instruments, various pumps, and more. He was interested in civil engineering projects and designed a single-span bridge, a way to divert the Arno River, and movable barricades which would help protect the city in case of attack. Many of his drawings were on the subject of anatomy. He studied the human body, including many drawings of the muscles, tendons, and the human skeleton. He had detailed figures of various parts of the body, including the heart, arms, and other internal organs. Leonardo didn't just study the human anatomy either. He also had a strong interest in horses, as well as cows, frogs, monkeys, and other animals. Some extra interesting facts about Leonardo da Vinci. The term Renaissance man means someone who is good at everything. Leonardo is considered to be the ultimate Renaissance man. Some people actually claim he invented the bicycle. He was very logical and used a process like the scientific method when he was investigating a subject. His Vitruvian Man is on the Euro coin in Italy. We only have around 15 of his paintings still around. The Mona Lisa is also called La Gioconda, meaning the laughing one. Unlike some artists, Leonardo was very famous for his paintings while he was still alive. It's only recently that we realized what a great scientist and inventor he was. Because for a long time, we couldn't read his journals because he wrote in mirror script upside down and backwards, and we couldn't figure out what his writing was saying. But once we unlocked that key, that if we held it up to a mirror, we could see what he's saying, we have been able to learn a ton about how brilliant he was. I hope you enjoyed this short biography on Leonardo da Vinci. Thank you. Have a good day.